to read the Bible. You need to read the Bible. You see, because this word is complete. We just finished the last point here. This word is complete. Deuteronomy, Proverbs, Revelation 22. This word is complete. Don't add, don't take away from it. It's complete. God's speaking is complete in this book. Don't think you're going to get some new light that nobody ever got. No. All the light that we're getting from the ministry in these days is from this book. It's not coming out of the air. It's because every day of his life for 50 years, Brother Lee's been in this book. And this book is in him. And then the light comes and God can speak and enlighten the things that have been hidden in this book. He doesn't pull them out of the air. He pulls them out of this book because this book is in him and he's in this book. And God is speaking to him and not speaking to you and me because we're not in this book that much. But he's in this book. Of course, he's been at it a little longer than we have. He's been at it 50 years. I've only been at it 25 years. But I don't have half the light he does because I'm not as faithful. And I'm talking to myself too. I'm not as faithful about this book. I know I have to do my 3-in-1, and so I do the 3-in-1. But not with my spirit, with my heart. I read the words, but just sometimes. No, I know the story. So I'm not mad with you, and I'm not scolding you. I'm just opening this whole thing up to all of us here. This book is complete. There is no speaking outside of this book. Anyone who adds anything gets a curse. Anyone who takes something away gets something taken away from him. There's a lot of religions today that add something. The whole Mormon thing is adding something to the Word of God, something along with it. The whole Catholic thing is adding something to the Word of God. Right? The whole Moonies thing is adding something. The Bible, Jesus made a mistake, see? So we need something else. All of that's a lie. I need to give you an inoculation. This word is complete. There's no speaking of God outside of this word. And any speaking that doesn't match this word is a lie. Because this is God speaking and it's complete. Anyone who adds anything to it is a liar, Job says. And then Revelation says whoever adds is going to get a curse. All the plagues will come on them. And anyone who takes anything away will have a loss. Because this word is complete. This is all you need. That's my point tonight. This is all you need. This is God's complete speaking. You say, but they didn't have TV when the Bible was written, or they didn't have the kind of problems I have in high school. You think God doesn't know about that? Human nature is human nature. All the problems you have are in the Bible. If you'd read the Bible, you'd get the answers. You'd get the inoculation. You'd get the light. You'd get the strength. You'd get everything you need. You'd get God's salvation. This is where God's salvation comes to you practically from. You can hear all the messages. You know what? By the time I was 15, I got so that no messages impressed me anymore. And I'm afraid some of you are headed there. Nothing impressive. You've heard it all. I could explain it better than the preacher. Most of the preachers I heard couldn't explain spirit, soul, and body, and I could. But no experience of Christ. I never touched my spirit. I just understood it. And I had all the verses, and I could argue. A friend of my father's came over, an elderly. My father was quite an elderly man. And a friend came over. I was 15. At that time, my father was over 50. He was about 55. And I was 15, and a friend came over and brought up this matter, spirit, soul, and body. I spent a half an hour, explained it all to him from the Bible. But I never touched my spirit. So I know what I'm talking about. That's what worries me. That's what worries me, you see, for you kids. So tonight, that's why. Forget the points. This speaking is complete. All you need is here. You want me to solve your problem? Go read the Bible. Just read it from Genesis to Revelation. Sooner or later, you'll come across exactly the thing that will meet your need. God will speak. God will speak to your present day situation from this book. If you read it, But if you don't read it, this whole weekend is a waste of time. So I got five more messages I wanted to give this weekend. I don't know if we're going to get to them. I'm not finished with this one, the first one yet. But if you go home and read the Bible, that's good enough. Then we'll burn the messages or save them for a couple of years from now. Or maybe next time. If you go home and read the Bible, and when I come in next time in Thanksgiving, when we have the next conference, I say, how many read the Bible every day? At least one chapter every day. Please raise your hand. If most of you do, then we go on. If most of you don't, then you're going to get this conference over again. How about that? Good. That we just solved our registration problem. No. We like to be together. I'm not here threatening you tonight. I'm not here scolding you. Please believe me. I'm not here scolding you. I'm weeping inside. I'm bothered inside. I think the Lord is bothered. That's why this meeting is a little hard tonight. You see? Because you have to read the Bible. Just read the Bible. If you do that, then the rest of the things that we covered will all be meaningful to you. If you don't, you may just well burn the notes when you go home. Out of verses. If you go back and open yourself up to the verses with your notes and get God speaking in the Word, that's better than the notes. You believe me. God will speak to your situation more specifically than I can tonight. You believe me, I know the situations. You believe me. Eventually, the elders find out everything about everyone. Sorry to say that. I wish I didn't, right, Dale? I wish. But I found out. I found out. Hear this. I get phone calls every day. People see things. You don't know how many people are walking around. And you think you're getting away with something, and they see you. And sooner or later, the word comes back to the elders because people care for you. And we care for you. We don't like to see you go off the cliff. So, where are we? You got to read the Bible. And Revelation 1:3 says there's a blessing. Blessing. It's a blessing to read the Bible. It's not a chore. It's not your 3-in-1 like a dose of castor oil every day. It's a blessing. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words, and keep those things which are written therein. You need to read it. You need to hear it. You can read it without hearing it. You know that? You know what I like to do when nobody's at home? I like to take my Bible, and I like to walk from room to room in the house reading out loud. My wife knows this. I'm a pacer. But I find if I sit down and try to read, you see, there are other things. Okay, we haven't even come to prayer reading yet. I'm just talking about reading. You need to read the Bible first. Then what I do is I take it in my hand and I go around the dining room table, and then I go around past the fireplace, and then I go around through the other room, and then I walk through the kitchen, and then I come back out through my office, and then I do the whole route again. And I don't know where I am because I'm reading the Bible. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Which God gave unto him. Amen. To show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Amen. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Amen. Who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Amen. Blessed is he that readeth. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. What's wrong with that? Read the Word of God. I don't care how you do it. Read it on your knees. You know, the other way is on your knees. You know, R.A. Torrey was a man known for his knowledge of the Bible. But he said the greatest blessing in his life was to read through the whole Bible on his knees with prayers mingled in. I didn't bring the book. I'll show you tomorrow. We got a new book that tells that story in it by Ray Graver. You can get it when you go back and be encouraged to read and pray read the Bible. But tonight we're on reading. I haven't even come to pray reading it. Just read the Bible. Blessed is he that readeth. Hallelujah. I'm reading, Lord. I want the blessing. This is your word. Then you turn the reading into prayer. Lord, you say that by reading I get a blessing. I want the blessing. Lord, bless me for reading your word. I'm reading it with an open heart, with an exercised spirit. And they that hear the words of this prophecy, okay, demons, you hear the word, get out. You don't get the blessing, I get the blessing.
Amen.
And keep those things. Lord, help me to keep the things. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me to keep it. For the time is at hand. That means right now. Oh, Lord, today I want to keep your word. Just read it. Just read it. It's very simple. John to the seven churches. Oh, seven churches. Hallelujah. Which are in Orange County. Amen. No. That doesn't say that. But so what? What's wrong with reading it that way? Anyway, I can read Asia, right? Well, when I read seven churches in Asia, da-da-da-da. Okay, grace be unto you. Grace to the seven churches and peace to the seven churches from him who is and him who was and him who is coming. Oh, that's a little confusing. Okay, keep going. And from the seven spirits before his throne. I thought there's only one. Amen. Seven spirits before his throne. Okay, put it on the shelf. And from Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ. I understand Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who is the faithful witness. Faithful witness. Faithful. What's he witness? What is he witness? Anyway, he's the faithful witness. Amen. And the firstborn of the dead. The firstborn of the dead. Oh, that means he raised from the dead. Hallelujah. And the prince of the kings of the earth. And so on, so on. Read the Bible. Just read the Bible. If you can sit down and stay awake, sit down and stay awake. If you can't, stand up. Sometimes I just stand in my room, especially when the rest of the family's around the house and I don't want them to think I've cracked up. So I stand in my room. I stand over by the window. I read, not as loud, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus. The angel of the church of Ephesus, right, and so on and so on. Just read the Bible. Any way you do it, read it. But read it out loud. Read it out loud. So you can not only read it, but hear it. See, then you'll get both blessings. There's a blessing for him who reads it. There's a blessing for him who hears it. You want two blessings? Read it out loud. What's wrong with that? You like that interpretation? I like it. It's not interpretation. It's application. You can apply the words of the Bible any way you want, as long as they don't go against the Bible. Two blessings? That's better than one. I'll take that. So I'll read it out loud. Then I read it and I hear it and I get two blessings. What's wrong with that? Read the Bible. Right, read it. You need to read it, right? When you read it, you need to hear it. That's why I like this verse. He that readeth and they that hear. But the hearing is not just here, but the hearing is here in your heart, in your innermost being. It's not just to hear it with your ear, but it's to hear it deep within. In the innermost part of your being, you hear the word. You take it inside. That's to hear it. You see? That's what we have in Hebrews 3:15. This is a crucial verse. This verse says, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. As in the day of provocation in the wilderness. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. If you would read the Bible in this way that I'm talking about, then you will hear the voice. And when you hear the voice, don't harden your heart. Then you'll really hear the voice. Does that make sense to you? Let me say it again. When you read the Bible in the way that I'm talking about, God will speak. And when he speaks, don't get hard inside. Be soft inside. Then you'll really hear him speak deep within. And it won't just go in one ear and out the other. It'll lodge in your inner being. Right? This is the way. You see, this is a big warning because that whole nation of Israel heard the speaking. That's why I went through all these verses about Moses. The word of the Lord came through Moses. You see, that was God speaking to Israel for 40 years. And what did they do? They heard the speaking, but they hardened their hearts, so they didn't hear the speaking. They heard the words. They heard the sound waves came across, right? Just like you hear the sound waves now. Wake up! Right? You hear the sound wave. But what's your reaction inwardly? To open or to close? That's what makes the difference. When you read the Bible, the speaking comes. But when the speaking comes, it depends on whether you open up inside or you close up inside. And if you open up, you really hear it inside. And if you close up, you don't hear it. And even the speaking will stop. That's what happened. This is what it is. In the day of provocation, that's in the wilderness, when Israel provoked God for 40 years by not opening their heart to the speaking of God through Moses. This is a warning to us, and this is to the church today. Today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. So read the Bible, number one. Number two, don't harden your heart. Try your best to be soft. And even if you have a hard time taking it, say, Lord, I'm having a hard time taking it, but I don't want to be hard. I want to be soft. Lord, I don't want to be hard. You don't know how many times I've told the Lord this again and again. Lord, don't let me get hard. I'm having a hard time with this man. I'm having a hard time with this city. I'm having a hard time with this brother. I'm having a hard time with what you want of me. But don't let me get hard. Keep me soft. You don't know how many times with tears I ask, Lord, don't let me, I don't want to get hard. Just help me get through. Be a little patient, Lord. But anyway, don't let me get hard. I don't want to harden my heart. Why? You know what happened to all the ones who hardened their heart? They didn't make the good land. They didn't make the good land. There's a big loss to them. They all died in the wilderness. You see, that's a spiritual loss of the real experience of Christ. That is, their salvation fell short. They didn't get the full salvation of Christ in the good land. So, where are we? You need to hear the speaking. Then the last thing is, you need to believe. In John 2 it says, they believe the Scripture and the word which Jesus said. You see how these two are linked? John 2:2. That's why I picked this verse. John 2:2 is really very good. No, I got the wrong reference. 2:22. When he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the Scripture and the words which he had said. The Scripture and the speaking go together. This book and God's speaking go together. And you need to believe the Scripture and the speaking. You need to believe it. You need to take it. You need to receive it. Right? You need to believe the Scripture and the speaking. And then the last verse, 1 Thessalonians. I really appreciate it. Brother Dale gave me this verse just before the meeting. It's exactly the missing link in this. I was short a verse and I couldn't quite get it. And just before the meeting, Brother Dale said, hey, are you going to use this verse? 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Amen. This word will work in you. Amen. This word will work in you if you read it, and if you open your heart to it, and if you hear the speaking, it will work in you if you believe it. I tell you, this is a wonderful book. This word will work in you, and this is all you need. You need the working of this word in you. The working of this word in you. It's good to have fellowship about your problems and go and consult with others who have more experience. And it's also good to hear some sharing, and they'll, you know, and we will still do this. But if you don't come to this word, none of that will work in you. Amen. This conference will not work in you apart from this book. If you take this book with my speaking and with God's speaking, then it will work in you. But if you just take some words that I said and try to remember them and you don't take this book, it won't work in you. You need the speaking. And even this speaking can be the speaking of God, but it needs to be matched with the word. Even the words of the Lord Jesus needed to be matched with the word for the disciples to believe them. We just proved it, right? They remembered what he said and the scriptures, and they believed both of them. The word with the scriptures. This speaking won't do you any good this weekend unless you take it with the word. Read the word of God and get God speaking.